Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 25th of July. Equity markets had a wobble yesterday. There is no point trying to blame economists for this sort of thing. There was nothing of any economic interest happening yesterday. This is down to companies, earnings and investor expectations. The business of making money, in short. Economists are not interested in anything so vulgar as making money, for economists exist on a higher intellectual plane. Nonetheless, are there economic signals from the drop in the equity market? Probably not. This was unusual in that it broke a long streak of equity gains, but we saw declines like this just 2 years ago. To extrapolate from earnings of a few large companies into something so infinitely more complex as the overall economy would be unwise. Remember that listed companies are a relatively unimportant part of the overall economy, and the manufacturing sector, which is the current earnings focus, is also relatively unimportant. The drop in the markets is not meaningful enough to generate a negative wealth effect, at least not at this stage. And it's unlikely that anyone is going to revise their intention to consume on the back of fluctuations like this. As if to stress the relative stability of the US real economy, we will get the first guess at second quarter GDP out of the States today. This is the wildest of guesses. Early guesses at GDP tend to underreport economic reality in the United States and elsewhere. Survey evidence has become increasingly unreliable, and the rapid pace of structural change in the economy is not properly captured by an economic measure that is ideologically stuck in the 1920s, the era of flappers and Al Capone. Self-employment, side hustles, new ways of working, etc., are not necessarily properly reflected in GDP. No, this is one reason why tax revenue data tends to be beating expectations. There will be some focus on the GDP deflator, of course. This broad inflation measure is expected to resume a downwards trend. Because of the overall numbers being unreliable, we should pay attention to revisions to past history. Markets are less likely to react to the revisions because traders crave novelty and are only interested in the latest nice, shiny new numbers. But the history matters to the narrative of policy direction. June durable goods orders data also make an appearance today, but they'll probably be subordinate to the GDP release, which has the intoxicating combination of activity and price data. The People's Bank of China has cut another interest rate unexpectedly. This was the medium-term interest rate, which has been downplayed in official circles in recent years, and it follows from earlier rate cuts. The signal from this is, presumably, that policymakers care about the rather lethargic pace of growth in China. The question is whether the cost of capital, or indeed the return earned on savings, is what is preventing the consumer in China from spending money. That idea is certainly questionable. From Europe, there's not a great deal of useful information. The German Ifo business sentiment poll is due, and as ever, there are questions about the stability of the relationship between reported sentiment and actual economic activity. Indeed, if there can be said to be a relationship at all in these difficult times. ECB President Lagarde is speaking. It has been 7 whole days since we last heard from Lagarde. Lagarde is not speaking at the G20 finance ministers and central bank heads meeting because Lagarde is not at the G20. The remarks are at a conference which appears to be an excuse to attend the Olympics in Paris. The G20 taxpayer-financed gathering is still taking place without Lagarde's presence. Whether the G20 should be taking place at all, or whether the whole thing should be axed in a move towards a more sustainable position on government finances, is an entirely different question. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.